Nxa kade khuluma namhlanje, kufuze upresident ebe very clear ukuthi echo ukuthi i-political party eyi-opposition or eku-government. Nxa i-inform amapolisa ukuthi bafuna uku-organize ama-meetings abo, mayevunyelwe ama-political parties wonke jikelele ukuze ekhankase, ukuze campaign freely, ukuze behambe anywhere in Zimbabwe.
Yes. Ngezinye indlela uyavuma ukuthi bayavinjelwa akukhululekanga abenelisi ukuthi bekhankase.
Ngezinye indlela engikutshoyo ukuthi by right through i-constitution yeZimbabwe, i-opposition part eZimbabwe iyavunyelwa ngoba we are a democratic system, we are a country ele multi-party democracy. Sike saba le incident lapho emuva ekasisi uThokozani Khuphi owaphosa wachiselwa endlini ngeyinye opposition eku-opposition njengathi.
Mnumzana Gumbo, uyavumelana yini lokukhulunywa ngumnumzana Ndibali?
Kuyacaca ukuthi alikho kuyenzeka ngoba kuma senze nje thina abanye ku-opposition asilali asiyezithi ZBC asila asiyezithi uPromise asila asiyezithi wonke i-digital media asila asiyezithi wama-radio kodwa sibaniphephile monopoly kikho konke lo number one. Number two, sibaniphephile iyakwazi ukwenza imihlangano anytime lapho efukela for iyakwazi ukwenza ama-demonstration anytime efukela kuluma senze nje namuhla isithi kanti yabolulawayo sitshela amazenge ukuthi asize e-satellite game less than 1 hour bekwenzile khonokho sibaniphephile amaphosisa ngakuka main power siyakhampena njani singavumeli ukwenza ama-roadshow esifika endabeni kababundibani akuna different part we-ZANU-PF lo-omumele i-ZANU-PF iyasebenzisa ama-sethivele edili ukuthi ikhampeni kubaivesa kuyafana nje e-FIV akwenzeni asikwazi ukuthi kwalinki ukuthi namhlanje umongameli kube khuluma i-ZANU-PF yasho bekhuluma i-government laye so wavumela ama-video ekhuluma ukuthi yena i-ZANU-PF yi-policy ami-CEO
ungathini ngamazwi kamnumzana Gumbo, mnumzana Ndibala?
Ngiyamuzwa ubaba Gumbo ukuthi uthini, kodwa into kufuze i-understand ukuthi in a country ele constitution, i-constitution yelizwe i-clear in terms of i-separation of powers. Amapolisa nxa esala ukuthi esi-clear ukuthi senze imihlangano yethu, we must take them to court and we must exhaust everything before we can easily say ukuthi hayi into le bayenza because bathunywe ngubani. Ngithe ngiletha i-EFF eZimbabwe ngabotshwa mina, ngaharaswa mina. I went to court for over 8 weeks. The idea was that I'm not supposed to be involved in the Zimbabwean politics because mina I live abroad. Mina i-passport yami i-expire eZimbabwe. Kwaphuma into eziningi. Kodwa ngingomunye umuntu I would have easily given up and said ukuthi hayi ilizwe leli vele linje mbaleke ngayo. No, I believed in my institutions ethu. I went to court and I defeated a government of the day that was led by Umgadi. Today I'm still participating in politics. Abanye bacabanga ukuthi izinto ku-opposition they believe ukuthi umuntu from Mathebelele cannot be the president of Zimbabwe.
Konako
baku-opposition.
Lokho kusifuna ubaba Ndibali ayisikho okubuzileyo wena futhi awukhambelani nendaba yama-election. Constitution akhuluma ngayo. Ithi ukuthi u-section 68 no-section 69 no-section 61 ithi thina silelungelo elokuthi sihlangane. Yikho lapho engiphendula khona ubaba Ndibali ukuthi uthi-ke uma sekwenzakale njalo sivume sithi ama-institution elizwe a-right alungile kuze lokho abakwenzayo kumele sigijime siye ekhoti. Isihamba sikhasifani ekhoti kona besiyela.
Angizange ngitsho njalo Gumbo, mina ngithe singaphongukukhala kuphela singenzi lutho. So wena bengakuyalisa what are you going to do? about it?
Right now, it's 4 months and 5 months before the election. We plan for a rally in between Lapa's Batale, Lama Service, Batale, Lama Venue, and everything. We think in the team of the election, we have no manpower. So, as well, we need a long time and a wound. Different venues at the end, so the Nadiwal is the end of summer. We cover in summer and one level. And if you are going to be listening in the local, or which you would see, you catch the level of the local.